What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Minutes after 7 o'clock, Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. We'll get back into the Mets and Yankees both losing today in just a bit, but football is back. We've had a ton of college this weekend. You had to get going last weekend with week zero coming up in a bit. You do have Notre Dame and Miami, and next week we know on Thursday things get started between the Eagles and the Cowboys, and then you do have the Jets and Giants in action this weekend as well, as the Jets go up against Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the New York Giants will travel and go up to Landover, Maryland, or go down to Landover, Maryland to play the Washington Commanders. Someone that does a great job covering college football and the NFL for CBS is Charles Davis, and he's kind enough to join us right now. Charles, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
I've been great. Thanks for having me on, Zach. I trust you're well.
Yeah, so let me start you off, and it obviously has a little New York feel to it. You know, college football, as much as I love it, I know you love it, doesn't always resonate here. But when you have a Manning playing yesterday, people in New York are interested. I didn't love the play calling by Sark. I thought Arch was a little jittery, and also that Ohio State secondary, I know it's great, but those receivers, they were locked up for most of the day. So what did you make? Yeah. How do you put a bow on what Arch Manning did yesterday in a loss to Ohio State?
You know, in so many ways, there's no chance he could hit what the bar was, right? Like, let's just face it. He has been the people's choice since the moment he selected Texas. You know, I've seen the young man since he was in eighth grade at Manning Passing Academy and watched. And, you know, I don't think it would surprise you, Zach, because kids are kids. And it wasn't something of his creation, but him being a Manning, him being kind of the next one to come along, and people could kind of see it happening. He had kids from his high school that followed him around, like the best hype guys you've ever seen in your life. Like, in a ring walk in boxing. And there's one kid who would follow him around and go, "The name's Manning, Arch Manning. You might want to get to know it." And the kid would say it at least 150 times a day. All right? So not his creation, but this is what people have been doing for a long time, right? Gravitating towards him because of what has happened before him, and now he's the next in line. And let's face it, Zach, we point the fingers at ourselves because we're in the media. You don't look away from this story. You anticipate it. You're hoping to see it. We all tuned in yesterday. I'm a Tennessee grad. What game did I watch yesterday? Texas, Ohio State. And Tennessee was on at the same time because we wanted to see how it happened. But I do think that you laid out exactly what happened yesterday. Sure, he was jittery. First game on the road, Ohio State. From his first throw, which he two-hopped, he struggled with accuracy throughout the day. Yet, they still stayed in it. Both defenses played pretty well. I felt like for Sark, it almost felt like he was playing a game early where he felt like he needed to score points all the time versus a quarterback who hadn't had a start in college as well. So it was a little strange to me how often and how aggressive they were going for it. But, you know, he had his plan in mind. And obviously, if he gets those, Zach, he looks, hey, he's ahead of the curve on us. So I get where that part is coming from as well, but it didn't work out and end up losing. But I still think they're going to have a really great season. I think that by the time the season's over, we're going to talk about how good a player Arch Manning is. I think Sark really nailed it in the press conference. Can we let all the chapters play out, please, before we before we close the book? And I think he's so right about all that. And let's not take any credit away from Ohio State. They were exceptional on defense yesterday. Exceptional. And by the way, they were so good yesterday, they revealed a portion of the game that almost no one talked about going into it. And it's stunning that there was this little discussion on it. Matt Patricia is the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. And how often did you hear that even being discussed in the run-up to the game? Almost never.
If anything, it was done as in a negative part of it. Like, oh, Matt Patricia, you know, his last few stops, it hasn't been great. So
I didn't even hear that. It was like he didn't even exist there. I knew he was there because I've been in touch, but I didn't hear people breaking down that part of the game. Like, you know, Matt Patricia and what aspect will he have in the game? You know, it was Arch. You know, it was Sark, and it was Julian Sand, the quarterback who started for the first time for Ohio State. So. Just let's let it play out. This young man, in my mind, is going to be fine, and he's going to play really well before the season's over.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when I'm watching that game. I'm at my colleague's house yesterday. We've been doing this for the last 5 years. The first college football Saturday, Labor Day weekend. You know, we have a bunch of food, a bunch of drinks, and my colleague Sean Marash is a massive Giants fan, and he goes to me, Charles. Thank God the Giants have Jackson Dart after watching Arch Manning. But with how much college you do, what is your read on Jackson Dart? Is he's going to have to wait a little bit before they eventually bench Russell Wilson at some point this season?
Yeah, I think he might wait less time than maybe the Giants even want. You know, a first-round quarterback tends to play, as you know, Zach. If you're a top 10, you're probably going to play from day one, maybe even top 15. But because they traded back in to get him, and he has shown quite well throughout preseason, and I know we can take preseason however we want to, but Zach, you're closer to it than I am, so let me pose a question to you. When you see Brian Daboll at pressers, when you see Brian Daboll during games in preseason, when you see Brian Daboll anytime the subject is Jackson Dart, do you see a little extra spark, or is that just me reading something wrong?
Oh, I think you're 100% right. I think there's a look in his eye that he's saying, okay, it's maybe Christmas morning, and the first few gifts that are under the tree, you know, they're not going to be the big gifts, but he has that weapon, near the back of the tree that eventually the kid's going to get and is going to unwrap.
Yeah, what you do is you grab the presents that just to show that you're not being greedy. So you grab a few and open them early, but your eye is really on there's a certain one under the tree that you're trying to get to. But you're trying not to show it too fast. And that's kind of where we are with Jackson Dart. I just think that their schedule is just way too difficult for Russell Wilson and crew to navigate it to the extent that it would keep Jackson Dart on the bench.
So,
you know, for the Giants' sake, I hope that they prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the schedule, and it's just a brutal schedule. Now, here's the kicker. Normally, when do we bring in a rookie quarterback if we didn't start him from day one? We bring him in after the open week, right? Because you get that chance. You announce as you head to the open week you're making a quarterback change. That kid got 2 weeks to get ready for his first start. I think the Giants' open week is until like week 13 or 14 or some crazy thing like that. So they can't wait that long. It's not going to happen. I'd say 3, 4, 5 games.
Yeah, so it's the bye week is week 14. It's funny how this has progressed through the summer, and I wasn't even a huge Jackson Dart fan, I got to be honest, when he got drafted, but they did their evaluations, and that's the guy that they thought was going to be the best. I had first thought, all right, maybe week 10 at the Bears, but that's way too late now. You have the Commanders, you got the Cowboys, you got the Chiefs, you got the Chargers right out of the gate. I'm starting to think week 5 in New Orleans up against the Saints is when they turn this thing over to Jackson Dart.
It tends to make sense if it goes the way we're looking at it sitting here right now. We know live football could be very different, But as we sit here right now, Zach, the Giants won't be favored until possibly week five in New Orleans. Those first four games, I don't care where they're played, I don't see any chance that the Giants are favored in any of those first four.
And then if it's not New Orleans, then maybe after the Eagles game, because they play the Eagles on Thursday night, and then they don't play again until the following Sunday at Denver.
That's your mini open week,
mm-hmm.
and that would account for it, and you don't start them against the defending Super Bowl champs. Yeah, I mean, all of that makes sense. We will see how it goes. But Zach, we're both old enough that we've heard many teams jump to the podium, draft a young quarterback, tell the world they're going to redshirt him, tell the world we've got an experienced veteran here, he's going to play. And we'll see you guys, you know, down the road in week three, week two. You know,
it's basically the Patriots or Drake May. It's basically the Patriots or Drake May last year, except Russell Wilson is better than Jacoby Brissett. You know, that's what I think is going to play on out here.
Yeah, and again, a lot of it has to do with wins and losses as well. You've got to have something for your people, and the Giants fans haven't had what they've wanted. Now, I think their defense is going to be good enough to keep them in games that ordinarily you wouldn't think that they would. I think that defense is going to be pretty decent. We don't talk about it much because in New York, we think about the Jets' defense first, but I do think the Giants have potential to do some things on defense. Can that keep them in some of these ball games? And maybe if they are close, tight games, that delays your time where you have to go to Dart. If you're getting jumped on, you know, and the back page of our local paper.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
First, forget it. Then you got a problem on your hands.
Charles Davis here with us. Spend a few more moments talking a little college football, NFL. We'll get to the Jets in just a second. It wasn't that long ago that Kayvon Thibodeau was the fifth overall pick in the first round for the Giants. You now have Abdul Carter coming in. I think Abdul Carter is going to be unbelievable. To me, yeah. He was my best player in this draft. What are the fair year one expectations for Abdul Carter?
I think whatever you want to place on him, I don't think it's out of the realm that he can press for double-digit sacks as a rookie. I really don't, and I don't normally put that on a youngster. But he's different than the other Penn State pass rushers that have come into the league that have been first-rounders, right? Think about who we've had who have come in, right? Owe was a first rounder, right? Chop Robinson was a first rounder. When you think about guys like that, not much college production in terms of sack numbers.
Yeah.
Like Chop Robinson had 4.5 his last year. Owe had 0 his last year at Penn State. and yet still went in the first round because of his gifts. Abdul Carter brings all the gifts and the production numbers.
He's Micah Parsons to me. That's the way
right?
that I view him.
He brings it all there. And you know, the interesting part is, if you remember, Zach, when Micah Parsons was drafted, I don't think he was drafted to be a pure edge rusher. He's drafted as an off-the-ball linebacker, kind of like a Dante Hightower with better gifts, where you would play off the ball and then on pass rush situations bring you to the edge. Because you remember that Super Bowl against Atlanta.
Yeah.
The thing that started the comeback was Hightower off the edge, knocking the ball free, and that started the comeback. Parsons was seen as Dante Hightower in terms of how you deploy him, but the gifts that he brought to the table. You know, this is no disrespect to Dante Hightower, but not many of us can do what Micah Parsons can do.
Hey, by the way, what do you think the ceiling is for Jackson Dart in the NFL? Like, when you look at what he has, you know, the tools and all that.
I think long-term starter, you get on good teams with a chance to go to Pro Bowls. I think he has those kind of gifts. I loved him coming out in terms of, I'd been around him for a few years. In the summertime, just a little bit, watched him throw, watched his manner, demeanor, what he went through in terms of, you know, just like all these quarterbacks now, Zach, they're all going to two or three different schools in college, but adapting. I mean, this is a Utah kid adapting to Mississippi and having the Mississippi people embrace him and love him. I went to Tennessee and I grew up in New York State, even though my family was Southern. I was a damn Yankee until I became a starter. Then I was just a Yankee. So it's not the easiest thing in the world coming from another part of the country like that, and they pretty much embraced him as their own. So I do think that he's going to be, you know, he's got the chance to be a long-term starter, some Pro Bowls along the way, and we'll see what happens from there. You know, you have those magical years. It could be more than that.
What do you think Justin Fields and Aaron Glenn could do this year, Charles Davis, with the Jets?
I think that they can be extremely competitive because both of them have that gene in them. What's going to be interesting to me to see how this defense has been vaunted for so long, even though Robert Saleh is not there anymore. If they continue to play well for Aaron Glenn now, who's a defensive guy, can they run offense in a way that fits Justin Fields better than anything that maybe they've done before? Because if you go back to last year, those starts he made in Pittsburgh, and he had the opportunity to be a part of the run game, yes, be able to throw the ball better on down and distance situations, that was some of the best ball he played. I think they were 4-2 during that time frame with him as the starter. Mike Tomlin was gambling for, and I'm doing Joey Tribbiani air quotes, gambling. In his estimation, he thought that Russell Wilson could give them better plays downfield and bigger plays. And that's why he made the change. If he had had to ride Justin Fields all year, they still would have been a playoff team. But he thought, if I'm trying to get to where I really want, which is, we haven't won a playoff game since 2016, Russell Wilson provides me a better opportunity. So I understood what the mindset was, where he was going on it. But I do think that Glenn and Fields, this may be the time where Justin Fields feels the most that a coach is connected to him. And I think Aaron Glenn wants to be connected with Justin Fields, and he wants vice versa.
When you look at Sauce Gardner, his first 2 years were so special. Last year, he did not have a good season. Clearly, they believe in him with the contract that they paid him this offseason. Do you think it's just inevitable that he bounces back, or are there some concerns there?
I don't have any concerns about it. You know, I got to see him play a couple times, two or three times last year, and the difference was there were a couple bigger plays that happened with him. You know, we were so used to nothing happening out there. And that team, it went through some bumps and some things, and there's some quirks along the way that you just didn't expect to see. I'll put it this way. This had nothing to do with Sauce, but you remember the game against Denver where it was just pouring rain and it was awful and the whole deal. I remember Bo Nix could not throw the ball for Denver. He was shot-putting things.
Yeah.
And it just looked terrible.
And then Denver won the game.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a huge advantage for the Jets because Aaron Rodgers has those monster hands and he's played in Green Bay and they've never had trouble with the ball. Remember, he struggled all day. It was one of the weirdest things I'd ever seen as a broadcaster. Because, like, Aaron Rodgers is struggling with this? This is not normal. And then the rain went away, and now Bo Nix could throw the ball, and he made some big plays in the second half, and Denver won the game. It was that kind of year for the Jets. Some things you just couldn't explain. I think Sauce bounces back. I think he's going to be fine. I'm just trying to remember. Who's the opposite corner now that DJ Reed's gone?
With DJ Reed being gone, it's Michael Carter and then Brandon Stevens.
Okay, so somebody's got to play well over there because Michael Carter's better suited to be a nickel more than he is to be outside. So they have to play well on the other side for Sauce to continue to be maximized, and he will be. But if they don't play real over there, you just kind of take Sauce out of it because you never really even look in his direction.
By the way, since we have you here, the Jets have the Steelers week one.
Yeah.
Is Rodgers just cooked, or do you think he could get that team back to the postseason this year again?
I think he gets them back to the postseason. I never bet against Pittsburgh in postseason, and I think Rodgers can get them there. I really do. I don't think that he's cooked. I think he played well over the second half of the year, but by then it was way too late. We were all, our attention was well somewhere else, and we'd kind of written our stories on that one. I do think that he can get them there because they have invested and gotten better up front on the offensive line. You know, they're going to try and run the heck out of it. That's why they drafted the kid out of Iowa. You know, he's got tight end to throw to in Freiermuth. It helps him out a lot. It'll be interesting to see if anyone else emerges besides DK Metcalf on the perimeter. And Pickens, you know why Pickens is no longer there. Like if they've said, this just isn't going to work. This had nothing to do with contracts or anything like that. That tells you a lot because Pickens is a splendid talent when he is on his game. I'm eager to watch what happens in Dallas over the long haul with him. But all that being said, who does Pittsburgh have besides Metcalf on the perimeter? That's when things are going to get very interesting and see if anyone else emerges and can make plays for them week in and week out.
Last thing I'll ask you here, Charles Davis, always great, covered college football and the NFL for CBS. What was your reaction the other day when you saw that we had a final resolution in the Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons thing, and Micah Parsons goes to Green Bay and two first-round picks, and Kenny Clark goes back to Dallas?
I was on radio that day. I was on Sirius XM doing a show with Andrew Siciliano and opined on air that I thought Parsons would be in a Cowboys uniform on Thursday night in Philadelphia playing.
Huh.
We had on a beat writer from Dallas who covers them day in and day out. I asked him about my theory. He said he was 70% in favor of what I said. We all were surprised to an extent that it went down like that. Because normally you don't let talents like that walk out of your locker room. And the Cowboys have gone to the wire many times before, and it's worked out where that guy stayed. So it was a surprise to me that he ended up in Green Bay. I'm not going to lie. Plus, Zach, how often have you seen Green Bay make that type of a move? I mean, this was weird on both sides. Green Bay doesn't usually give up draft stock. That's not how they operate. So they made a move to say, we're going for it, to use the words of Dan Quinn. We're going for it, guys. Let's go big. And Dallas made a move that we're like, what? They're going to let him go? And if it had been March before the draft to get two number ones, I think we probably would have understood it more. They're still going to be able to use them, et cetera. But we would have thought they'd use them for this year because all we keep hearing out of Dallas is, hey, we're trying to get back to another Super Bowl. I think it's hard to convince your fans that way when Micah Parsons is in green and gold and wearing Curly Lambeau's old number one.
He is Charles Davis. Charles obviously does a great job. You can hear him and watch him all throughout the NFL season, and then next year he'll be going full-time on college football. CD, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Zach. You take care. Have a great season.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.